This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Marvel is re-releasing Avengers Endgame today. Yes, that Avengers Endgame, the one that originally opened back in late April. This time around, though, moviegoers will see some extra footage after the credits, including a deleted scene and a sneak peek of the new Spider-Man movie. No, re-releases aren't new, but Marvel is doing this one really quickly. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra explains what's going on.
After 22 Marvel movies, Captain America, Iron Man, Black Widow, and all your favorite superheroes have another mission. Avengers Endgame has made more than $2.7 billion worldwide, which means it is only about $40 million away from becoming the highest-grossing movie of all time.
We're the Avengers. We gotta finish this.
The number one movie is Avatar from 2009. Rob Keyes at ScreenRant.com says this re-release to almost 2,000 theaters is about breaking that record.
What they're offering in terms of like newness, like new footage at the end, it's really not that much. It's more of a marketing ploy to kind of get more people in theaters so they can push it a little further at the box office so they can beat the Avatar world record.
This could be an easy win for Marvel. Keyes says the re-release isn't going to cost the studio that much. Post-production wasn't even finished on that deleted scene, and the movie itself will stay the same. And Paul Hardart at the NYU Stern School of Business says it helps that Marvel has a loyal fan base.
They've already got the brand equity built in. People know about it, so they don't have to spend that much more incremental marketing costs. So it's really very smart.
The question is, will it work? I mean, these extras are the kind of thing you might see in a DVD release. Who's going to go back to the theater to see them? 28-year-old Daniel Bokelman will.
I'm fairly impatient with these kinds of things. I always hate knowing that there's something, you know, new and I haven't seen it.
Bokelman didn't even like the movie that much, says the female superheroes didn't get enough screen time. The big Marvel fan is hoping for some resolution from that deleted scene. Other fans aren't going for the extras. For them, this is personal. Avatar's director, James Cameron, made some snide comments about Marvel movies in an interview last year. So 29-year-old Tracy Yang says she wants to help Marvel smash Avatar's record.
As a fan who's spoken to a lot of other Marvel fans, like, we're happy to deliver on that.
By the way, both Avatar and Avengers Endgame are owned by Disney. So Disney could get the bragging rights of breaking its own record and the profits, too. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.